Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Michael Day, a state agency legend. He's celebrating his 45th birthday in the industry. Hi, Mike. Hello. What I want to ask you today is collaboration in a state agency in prop tech. Why is it the nirvana, and why should we be interested as an industry? Talk to me.
I think the industry has always been very fragmented. It's a competitive industry, lots of people doing lots of different things. And in the prop tech arena in particular, you could end up using 10 different products.
With 10 different logons.
Different logons, having to put the same information in 10 different places. And what is beginning to change now, and as you know, I'm a director at Techlet, and that's all about automating and joining up these processes and working with best of class providers. So people like Fixflow Pro on maintenance, PayProp and Let's Pay on client accounting. There's no point in us developing those products. They're already out there, first class, whatever. So what we're facilitating is joining them all up.
Okay, so that's using two-way API. Yep. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm a layman at this. Two-way API means data going from one to the other and backwards and forwards and actually meaning something.
Correct, yeah. There's a lot of talk of APIs. Some APIs...
Okay. We've got your Repip foundations.
Well, that's their next step forward to try and...
It's been coming along a long time, though, hasn't it?
Well, it's not easy to achieve this. And, of course, what you've got to bear in mind with Repip, you know, they've got a good market penetration and whatever, but they're not starting from scratch. They're having to start from where they are or where they were a year or so ago. So they're having to bolt things into it. They haven't built it that way to start with. But that what they're doing is, like Techlet, they're looking to bolt in these best-of-class suppliers.
No, there's no point in reinventing the wheel if you've got a great, you know, fixed flow. I mean, don't get much better than that.
Sure, absolutely. And that's the way forward. So the days of an estate agent or letting agent having lots of different providers. So for example, you know, again, banging the drum on Techlet, you know, on things like referencing. You know, if you work with HomeLet, then fine. It's a button on the thing to bear and back, brings it in, moves it on to the next stage, and other providers as well. And that is the way forward. So instead of somebody either standing alone, because what we've had is a whole series of silos that haven't necessarily joined up and talked to each other. What's beginning to happen now is creating the fact that these silos are all joined up. So you put the information in one place and it can be used across the whole range.
And what do you think that will do to the industry? I'm assuming saving time, saving effort,
yep,
save money. Is it really that hard?
And improve compliance, because if your journey through whatever software platform you're using triggers the next stage, you can put stops in there to say unless you've crossed this T and dotted this I, you can't move forward. And of course, Techlet engages with all the stakeholders, the landlord, the tenant, the seller, the buyer. So it's not just the agent. Okay. So therefore, you've got people uploading documents and things, and that's the way it's going to go.
Okay, but this is not a promo for Techlet.
Sure.
What do you wish the prop tech industry would do more and less of to make this easier for the whole industry?
Well, I think what it is beginning to do, and that is the cooperation and collaboration. Okay, so instead of standing in isolation and saying we've got this, you know, all singing, all dancing, and it's not all singing and all dancing, and then you have to have another one next to it and another one, opening up the APIs and integrations so that you can, an agent can choose who they want to work with, and a bit like putting a Lego building together, you can put the various bricks in place and build the wall that you want to build. And that is beginning to happen. Excuse me, and that is the way forward. There's enough business there probably for everybody if it's joined up, as opposed to everybody doing their own thing.
Interesting times ahead.
Very much so. It's undoubtedly going to be one of the big changes with the introduction of more AI involved and 5G. These things are going to accelerate even more quickly.
Thank you for your time today, Mike. We've had a series of videos today celebrating your 45 years in the industry. And I just want to say on this last video that we're doing, thank you on behalf of the industry for what you do for the industry. You are a good friend of mine. You're a very good friend to an awful lot of people in the industry. You're a mentor, you're a guide, and thank you for what you do. You're a legend.
Well, that's very kind of you say so, Chris, but you are, of course, correct. Thank you.